Today is day three of our discussion of Jewish birthdays. I thought we would finish the last time, but we have a little more to do. Jewish birthdays. So we're up to the age of 30. We're going through the life cycle. We're going through all of the significant birthdays in a person's life. First day we went through the significance of a birthday in general. The second day we went through the significant dates of a birthday starting from birth to the age 20, and now we're up to the age 30. We're going through all the different significant events, significant birthdays. Now, there are a few things I left out about the age 20. We will discuss at great length the significance of the age 20. Just to review very quickly, 20, Adam HaRishon, according to the Medrash, was created as a 20-year-old. We discussed, if there exists such a thing today, where you can take a blood test, and the doctor will tell you exactly 20 years, they'll tell you your age, you're 20, you're 30, you're 40, whatever you are, if there's such a thing, if they would take a blood test of Adam HaRishon, the day that he was born, it would have been according to the Zohar, the doctors would have said you're 20 years old.
Well, there are certain technologies where they take a child and they project what a person would look like.
So there is technology, but with the future. I'm asking, is there any technology today where they could take a blood test or do a test and tell you exactly how old you are?
They do that with missing children. In other words, the child...
That's projection. That's projection. They do this with all the celebrities. They do this with Kennedy. If Kennedy had been alive today, what would he look like?
Right.
Okay, when... Princess Diana, I saw, they projected. What would she look like when they had a grandchild? What would the bubble look like? What would the bubble look like? What's the name of the ankle? What's his name? George? When George was born, what would a Princess Diana look like if she was sick? Okay, so they do this all the time, the projection. Kerry didn't look too good, the projection. What he would have looked like had he been alive today, Kennedy. But, okay, so that's there's one thing I look at is the significance. We mentioned that the Gemara says a person must get married by the age 20. Of course, there's not a Zen. I don't think this is very popular, but a person must get married by the age of 20. If he does not get married, he's cursed. Tipa chatzmaisa. Why is the age 20 so significant? Okay, he mentions something very interesting. A woman is not mechuyev to get married al pi halach. The Gemara says it's a very good idea. Obviously, the sheves yetzara, a woman should get married, but there is no technical obligation because it says in the pasuk, peru revu milu esaretz v'chivshu an kangret midarke lichvosh, who is accustomed to conquer. Men, women, it's not the derech to conquer. Now, when does a man go and conquer? We have the same halach when it comes to yishuv eretz yisrael, to go out to war. When is the man required to go out at what age to conquer the land? Age of 20. So we learn from this hekish, this halacha of kibush, going out, letzavah, being part of the army in Klal Yisrael, this from the age of 20 and up. The purpose of being part of the army is to conquer Eretz Yisrael. So we see that the concept of kivshua is at the age of 20, being that the mitzvah of Puri Urvi, is linked to the concept of kivshua, that means that the age of marriage is the age of 20. That's a very interesting idea of why the age of 20 came. Why?
But that would suggest 20 and up, if it's parallel to that, not as a ceiling.
As a start. As a start. Okay, I hear what you're saying. You're right. It's just an idea. The number 20 is significant with regard to marriage because of this hekish kivshua. Pru revu milu esaretz v'chivshua. Yoytze latzava is kibush eretz yisrael. Kibush eretz yisrael, the ideal age for a chayol is the age of 20. Even though by Muhammad's mitzvah, afilu chaluch, l'chupasa, so on and so forth, but the ideal age for yoytze latzava is 20, and the purpose of the tzava is kivshua. Marriage is also v'chivshua. So you see there is something to it, and in the Torah's way of looking at things, the age 20 is an ideal time for marriage. Okay, let's now go.
Punishment system or encouragement?
A person 20 years old, so a person is in the Nashamayim. That's Chazal said Lurda. If we mentioned last week that it says in Pirkei Avos, the age of 20 is the age of Lirdoif. and it's discussed what does that term mean to pursue. Either it means that in Shemayim they hold a person responsible for his actions, even though he's mitzvah at the age of 13 and up, but when a person is 20 years old, he is held accountable, and in Shemayim they can bring upon him harm, punishment in this world for not being mekayim the mitzvahs. They pursue, they chase after to punish him for his negligence in observance of tayag mitzvahs.
You know, almost like they encourage someone to give a wife a get. So is there a concept of a chiyuv to encourage someone
to beat him up with cattle prods?
Your
cattle prods? I don't know anything about this.
But
I don't know anything about this.
Encouragement.
What? To encourage a man to give a get?
To encourage someone.
To get married?
Say a guy is 21. I say, you know, maybe you shouldn't, or it's none of my business.
It depends who. You can't generalize. You cannot generalize a person that's parents, that's their business. You can't. Everyone is different. Every person, every situation is different. Okay, let's go to the age of 30. What happens when a person becomes 30 years old? What is the significance? First of all, start losing your hair when you're 30. Is that true? Okay. Okay. The significance is, it says in Pirkei Avos, the age of 30 is a time when a person comes koyach. Lidei koyach, ben shloshim lekoyach. Where do we learn that from? What's the source of this Mishnah Pirkei Avos? We learned this not so long ago, the Levim. The Levim, they did service in the Beis HaMikdash from the age of 30 to 50. What was the main function of the Levim in the time of the Midbar? To carry the Kalim of the Mishkan. So they needed physical strength. Physical strength is what we call lekoyach. So we learn that the Ramos says something very important. That koyach doesn't only mean physical strength. Koyach also means spiritual strength. That's 80. Gevurah is 80. A long way to go to Gevurah. The Ramah in Yeridaya, Na'or Chaim, Sim Tov Kuf Pei Aleph says, how old is the ideal age to be a Shliach Tzibur? The Yom Neroim, 30. 30 years old. Why? Because that's when a person reaches a certain... why 30? It's not just why 30. So one reason given is because we learn from the Levium. The Levium, at the age of 30, I told you their main function was to carry the kelim of the Mishkan. But that's not necessarily true. The Levium also, they sang Shira. Mm-hmm. What is Shira involved? It's a form of prayer. When the Levium came into the Beis HaMikdash and they would sing, they would play the musical instruments. We learned this in the Divrei Hayamim. It's a form of davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a form of avoda. And a shliach tzibor very much fits into that role of what the Levim did in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, the age of 30 is the ideal time for the Levi for a person to be a shliach tzibor. Yeah.
I assume you probably discussed this already, but there's an inverse relationship between physical strength and spiritual.
They're related, right.
So since they're inverse, it might be the maximum point where the combined maximum
30.
would be a 30.
Yeah, that's what it seems, yeah. Okay, so 30 is, in Shulchan Aruch, that's the time when a person is right to be a... I don't know. I don't know. The Nesivas Oilam, the son of a Rebbe. I heard what he says is funny. I heard that what he says, Lahazel Elif Alpha Abdullah, is exactly what I heard. Savage. What's his first name? The radio host?
Michael Savage.
I was once driving home and I was listening to Michael Savage and he was describing different stages of a person's life. It was very, very funny. He was talking about the hardest part in life is from 30 to 40. And he was going through all these examples. It was amazing. He was going through all these examples of why the age, the period in your life when you're between 30 and 40 is the hardest time in your life. And what's so shocking to me, I'm reading over here from the Nesiv HaSholem, the Halakha Slon of a Rebbe. He cannot... He also must have been listening to Michael Savage. All the way around. He says exactly the same. That's the Tekuv of the person has the most Nisyonos. His Yetzer Hara is that it's Tekuv. Do you think the Yetzer is at its toigef when you're in your 20s? It's not so. When you're in your 30s, you have a much bigger Yetzer Hara than when you're in your 20s. When you're 20s, you're able to overcome your Yetzer Hara. Yeah, same way you have Yetzer when you're in your 20s, you have a certain gevura where you're able to keep it in its place. When you're in your 30s, it's much harder. A person is sort of typically, most people at that time, they have the old parnasa is at its peak. When they are in their mid-30s is when they have already children and they have to buy their wife anniversary present. They have very, very large expenses, very great expenses at that age of life. There are a lot of things in their mind. They're at the peak of their career. Between 30 and 40 is a very difficult time in a person's life, and Chazal are very aware of this, and that's why Zelu Mazak and the Shberchu Lumazek gave a person koyach ben shloishim lekoyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives you a nesayon that you can handle. Being that in the person's life, he reached a certain peak in his 30s to what his task in this world is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person the koyach he needs in that proof of his life, an unusual degree of koyach, to overcome those nesayonos. Okay, that pretty much is the age of 30. Now we come to the next significant birthday in a person's life. Now, what do you think that is? What would you expect that to be? No, before that is brought down 36. Because 36, when you reach the roiv, most of your years, a person's lifespan is not expected more than generally 70 years. A person lives 70 years, so when a person is 36, he has reached the majority of his life. And that is cause for great celebration. Because Chazal said a person has gone through most of his life and has not made the newspapers for doing terrible averos, the mevaza his parents, then there's a very high probability he'll make it to the end as a tzaddik. A person is able to go through the majority of his life not to do averos, to train himself, to serve Hashem and do Torah mitzvos, then that means it's ingrained in him a derech of avodas Hashem, and he will have an easier time making it to the finish line, being an oved Hashem and not being nichshol in any avera chamura. So it's a cause for celebration. Person reaches the age 36, and Baruch Hashem types in his name in Google, and he doesn't see anything really horrible. That is cause for celebration.
It's brought 36-year-olds to get kidded.
What? It's true. It's brought down. It's not. It's a chazal. It's a significant event in a person's life. Roiv shenoisav. If you've not done an avera, you can be confident to a certain degree that you have the ability to make it to the end, may the Estrim, without doing averos. Okay, now we come to the next significant point in a person's life, and that is the age of 40. What do we know about 40? There's a medrash we discussed. There's a medrash. The medrash says there are multiple medrashim, conflicting medrashim. Avram Avinu was makir HaKadosh Baruch when he was 40 years old. Now there are conflicting medrashim. One medrash says he was 3 years old. One medrash says when he was 38. When he was 30, was 30. 38, another says 40, 48, 50, different, but one of the Midrashim, and in fact the Rambam holds this to be the Ikar. The Rambam, when he quotes the history of Avraham Avinu, he only quotes this Midrash, that Avram was Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he was 40 years old. That is a time in a person's life when his mind develops. Then our Bohim Levin, it's a fair Shapasik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klaisha at the end of 40 years in the desert that you would not the Yodata Hayom, where is the Pasuk? Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, I can't find the Pasuk, that you would not Zoichet to know V'loinosan Hashem Lochem Lev Lodas V'naim Liros V'naim Lishmaya Ad Hayom Hazeh. What was Hayom Hazeh? It was 40 years since Hashem revealed Himself to you. Hashem made Himself known to you. The Shechina rested upon you. It takes 40 years for you to fully comprehend the significance of an event that has happened to you, and we develop a relationship. So when a person reaches 40 years in this world, he begins to really understand how this world works. So it is called a significant event when you reach that age of 40 years old. Ben Arbom Labina, and Shulchan Aruch has brought down a person should not paskin halacha, be a moira hayra until he's 40 years old. if there's someone else in town that knows how to paskin the halacha, don't take it upon yourself to be a mer hara until you're until you're 40 years old. The Shach says a person should not study Kabbalah until you are 40 years old. I read many places that Astana gave us Man Hazeh. If you have a Yetzahar to learn the Zohar, go right ahead. Because anyway, you're not going to understand what it says. Even when you're 90 years old. So there's no harm. There's Man Hazeh learning Kabbalah when you are below the age of 40. But in Iker HaDin, there is something to the certain development and maturity. The maturity that comes to a person when they reach the age of 40 years old. Okay, now let's go to the next significant point in the person's life, 50 years of age. It says in the Mishnah, Eitzah, when a person is 50 years old, he becomes roy to give counsel, to advise other people. How do you know this? Pasuk in the Torah, the Levim. The Levi serves between 30 and 50, and then it says in the Pasuk, when he ben chamish mshana, pshan the Pasuk, beautiful Pasuk. Ben Hamishim Shana, Yoshuv Mitzvoho Avoda, Velo Yavod O. The pasuk could have stopped there, but it does not. It continues. It goes further. Vishayres. The Levi should minister im Echov with his brethren. What does it mean, Vishayres im Echov? Farshim explained this to mean Rashi. Rabbeinu Yoina Vishayres means Eitza. When you reach the age of 50, you retire from the service, and now you become a consultant. You become a consultant to tell people, give them advice what to do. So just like a lady gives advice when he's 50 years old, it's a trainer, and it's a farish pasuk vishereis. That's what you should do now when you're a Levi after 50, when you're 50 years old. Every person in their life, when they come to the age of 50, now they can start offering advice to others and what not to do in this world. What to do is a good question, but at least they'll tell you which road I've been down and advise you to stay away. This is a fascinating thing from the Nodeb Yehuda. It's from the Tshuvas Me'ava that in the town of the Nodeb Yehuda, I don't know where he lived, there was a Takana. What? Prague? Fascinating Takana. That, yeah, Kahal in Prague, right in Prague. It brings down, there was a takana in Prague from the Nodeb Yehuda that if you want to publish a sefer, you're not allowed to publish until you're 50 years old. Isn't that an amazing takana? It's such take if today all the people, these 20-year-olds running around publishing Svarim, there was takana. Why not until the age of 50 years old? For two reasons. First of all, it's a waste of time. We all know that when you involve in publishing and writing articles, it's an enormous strain. It's an enormous amount of time it takes to write, to edit, to publish. That amount of time, you're better off in your younger years developing. First, develop your skills. Become a Talmud Chacham. You're going to start to go out and start writing Svarim when you're 20 years old. The time you spend writing, publishing, and marketing, and so on and so forth, you're just wasting your time. Wait until you're later in life. First spend your good 20, 30 years learning. You'll have better chidushim to write by the time it gets around to write. Number two, who says that what you're writing makes any sense? You need to be on and to go waste other people's time. They should read your chidushim of nonsense. Wait until you get to a certain degree of maturity where you'll have what you have to say is worthy. It's not like today. In those days, it was a chiddush. Someone points out a sefer. You know, like everyone spent time reading the sefer. Today, every little kid can go publish a book. You just go type up something on the computer, and you just go whatever you do. It's not a different world. So there was a takana that you cannot publish a sefer until you reach the age of 50. Because then, why publishing a sefer is this the aside? Publishing a sefer is begeder eitzah. When you write a sefer, you're giving people advice. Even if you're writing kiddushim on the parsha or on the gemara, it's a mahalich. This is a derech in learning. Do you see how I interpret the pasuk? Do you see the idea? I'm training you a way of thinking, of looking at a pasuk. I'm giving you eitzah. It's unbelievably yisod. And being that, ben chamishim le'eitzah, v'sheres, you're not right to publish until you are ben chamishim. It's also brought down that you should not take a position in Rabbonis until you're 15. Because the young Rabbonim have no experience, they have no life experience, and they make a lot of mistakes. A lot of shuls, they will only take a youngster. They only take a guy that's in their 20s so they can mold him and manipulate him to do their will. They wouldn't touch someone. If he takes someone that's 50 years old, that means he's going to have to listen to him. They're not going to, we don't want to listen to the parnis. But that's what it brings down. This is Yalkut Yeshaya. You know what Yalkut Yeshaya is? I don't know what it is. He brings down Ein Mamidim Parnes Alitzibo unless you're 50 years old.
Parnes.
Okay.
You didn't say you're wrong.
A parnes means a leader. It's a gemara in Chagiga. It comes from a gemara in Chagiga. Not necessarily. A parnes means a leader. Parnes is a leader. Not necessarily. Now, it really comes from a gemara. We have this thing all over Tanakh called the Sar Hachanishin. Now, we always translate that to mean the person in charge of 50 people. The Sar Alofim. Sar Esrim, all different types of leaders. So the Sar Chamish means a person who's in charge of 50, but that's not necessarily what it means. It means also a person who's 50 years of age. When you're a Sar who is of the age of Chamishim, then you're right to be a leader. Okay, that concludes. Now, that according to one opinion, this is important, according to one opinion, Kores. When does a person know that he is free from Kores? So we commonly assume that it's 60 years old. But that's according to the Bavli. According to the Yerushalmi, if a person makes it to 50, he has passed through the age of Kares. There's something called Kares, and something called Misa Bidei Shemayim. Kares, when a person does Navera, and he dies before his time, before a certain time in his life. According to the Yerushalmi, that is the age of 50. And we know this from a pasuk. The pasuk says, Al tachrisu eshevet mishpichos hakehasi. Don't cut off the shevet of the kohasi, and the kohasim they served until 50. So from the Yerushalmi makes a drasha that since the word al tachrisu was used in reference to their service, their maximum service would be until the age of 50, and the pasuk says don't cut them down before that age. The Yerushalmi makes a drasha that you see that kares is when you are terminated before the age of 50. So according to this, when a person reaches the age of 50, it's cause for celebration. It means that he was zoicha to live in this world and not be chayif karis, which is a very great simcha. That is one approach. Now let's go to the next age in a person's life, and that is the age of 60. Now 60 is a very, very popular age, because according to the Bible, and this pretty much how we pass, and that is the true age of Kars. If a person passes the age of 60, then he knows that he's gone through Kars. In fact, we might tell the story of Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef, I'll read you the Gemara in Masech Demoed Katan, in Daf Chavches. Rav Yosef, ki have a bar shishim, when he was 60 years old, what did he do? He made a party. Ovad Luhu Yoimatovil Rabbani made a party for the Rabbanon Omar. He said, Nafki Leimi Karis. I've passed through the age of Karis. Omle Abaya, Nahid, Nafak Leimar Karis, the Shone, Mikaris, the Yome, Minafik, Smar. So the Gemara introduces a very frightening concept. There are two types of Karis, and this can be important for when we come to later on. There are two types of Karis. There's Karis of years, and there's Karis of days. Karis of days means to die suddenly. It's not a good thing to die suddenly. That's called Karis of Days. And by the way, this man has said, this is meaningless. There's no one can say to the person who died young, he was high. That's totally nonsense. We don't know how Kadosh Baruch Hu works. Anyone that talks like that is Mamish not be Karis, and is a Meshugna, and I don't want to say he's a Rasha, to talk like that. It's nonsense. We don't talk like that, this man has there. But in concept, there is such a thing that the age of 60 is this man of Karis. And if Yosef made a Suda when he passed through the age of 60 years old, Abai said to him, very good, you got through the Karis of years, but this Karis of days. So Rav Yosef says, you're right. I'm not yet finished with Karis of days, but at least it's course of celebration, and I've got through the time of Karis all the years. So indeed, there are many people that the Bisman has said do make a party when they reach 60, they thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for getting through the age of Karis. Abai himself died. Abai was criticized. Okay, by the way, some learned that when Abyeis made a party when he was 60, by the way, some learned, this is a very good drush for Sim HaShas, some learned Shah the Gemara, when Abayi was 60, he made a party, doesn't mean when he was 60 years old. When he completed all 60 Mesechtos, how many Mesechtos are in Shas? That's also a question. Is there 60, 63, 64, 62, 61? But it's very commonly accepted that we work out the numbers, we fudge the numbers to make it come out that there are 60 Mesechtos. When he finished 60 Mesechtos, when he was Mesayim Shas, when he made a Siyam HaShas, he made a party, now he's not cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has a complete connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Kinyan HaTorah. Okay, but that's not the Parsha on the Gemara. The Parsha on the Gemara means he was 60 years of age. Okay, let's now go to another. Now, when you make a party, there's a very interesting deek. When you make a party, the Gemara says, Rav Yosef's party was for the Rabbanan. This is a very important deek. Yom Tova l'Rabbanan. He did not make a party for the masses. He did not make a party for the Amoratsin. He made a party for Talmidei Chachamim. From this piece of the word, many learn that when you make a Sudas Haidah, you must invite Talmidei Chachamim. If you do not invite Talmidei Chachamim to the Sudas Haidah, it's not called the Sudas, it's just a waste of time. And they even bring a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Uvemoyshav Zikeinim Yehaleluhu. I will praise you, Hashem, among a moshav of zikenim. Zikenim means mi shekana chachma. It's not called a shelech v'aydot HaKadosh Baruch Hu unless there are at least two talmidei chacham present in your sudas haidah. And therefore, when a person makes birchas hagoimel, there are people that are makbid on this. When they make birchas hagoimel, let's say Rachman al Sunday were in some type of dangerous situation, and they come and make a birchas hagoimel, they will only make a birchas hagoimel if they're confident that in the audience there are at least two. You can't make it unless you have 10 people. But you have to have at least two people among the 10 who are talmidei chachamim. If you just have 10 people who are not talmidei chachamim, that's not a chimical fulfillment of uvimoshav zikenim yehaleluhu. Among at least zikenim b'lasharam, two talmidei chachamim, I will give you all praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, now let's go to the next age in a person's life, and that is 70. 70 is Yimei Shiv, Yimei Adam Shiv Shana. That is the complete, the person. But one other important thing about the year 60s, I want to mention. Let's say a person, someone asked a Shiloh that a person died young. He wanted to name his child after a certain person. The person died young, so we know there's a taboo that we don't name, that you don't want to name a child after a person who died early in his life, because it seems to indicate if he died young, no one knows what this means. There's a possibility that he did not have good mazel. We've all heard this. He didn't have good mazel. The person dies when he's very, very young. What? I don't know if it has a basis. I don't know. Okay, it's accepted. People are not going to play games. If Rachmanu Litzlan, a person dies young, there is such a thing. It's accepted. You don't name a person after someone who died young without adding a name. So the person's name was Yosef, and he died, let's say, when he was 15 years old, Rachmana Litzlan, for whatever reason. The person didn't, it's not Shaykh, he did an Aveira, 15 years old, he's not responsible, so we don't know what this means. But there is such a thing that the mazel was only for 15 years old, so you want to name a child, you'll name him Yosef Chaim. You're going to add a name, or Yosef Zalman. You'll add some name in order that it should it shouldn't exactly be the same. What is the cutoff point? So I've heard from a gadol, the cutoff point is 60. Sometimes the person can say, wow, the person died, he was 62 years old, 61 years old. I don't feel comfortable naming my child after this person because he died young. He died so young. In today's day and age, 60 is very young. People expect a person to live at least 100. So you die at only 60? Bad mazel. I don't want to name my child after this person. That's not so. There's no such thing as bad mazel after the age of 60. So until the age of 60, does seem to be a hakpada to add a name to the person whom you're naming it after. But once you get to the age of 60, there's no need to add a name. So that is cause for great celebration. Can you imagine a person reaches 60? Wow, that means that after I go, Achameh V'eshrim, when they'll name people after me, if we zeichet to that, they're not going to have to add a name. There's something to it. That is cause for a very great celebration. Do you make a Shechianu when you reach the age of 60? Some do, some don't. There are definitely strong support from Pesach that you can make a Shechianu with the Sheva Malchus. Many have the minute, some don't. They put on a new garment, a new beged, or they eat a new fruit in order What do you say? In the shul? You say in the shaitu? What do you say? What?
It's a shirt.
I mean, shirt. I thought you said a new. Okay. You split on to make
60 already, so I'm safe.
But okay, now 70. 70 is the. Okay, that's the plastic. That's a course. There's a very great controversy if the Chafetz Chaim made a 70th birthday party. According to one eyewitness, he did. According to Rav Moshe Meir Yashar, he was very close to Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim, and he claims when the Chafetz Chaim was 70 years old, he invited Avchon Wasserman and Rav Yosef Kahaneman, and he made a birthday party, and he gave Shevach Vaidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he reached the age of 70. However, his other Talmud says, Lo Hoyu Dvarim Me'olam, it's Sheker V'Chozof. He knew the Chafetz Chaim. He never ever discussed his age. Okay, so there's an interesting question. What the Chafetz Chaim exactly did, there's a difference of opinion if he made a party. Okay, now there's another reason. This is very interesting. Called from Seb Makar Chesed. This is a very scary thing. He says that in Rav Reuven Margolios, a very famous Talmud, Rav Reuven Margolios, he says that the reason why it's based upon a Yerushalmi that a person should make a party when he's 70 years old because it's a Chazal Masechta Yevamos. It's a Gemara. It's a very spooky Gemara which people don't talk about very often. Daf Peches, Om Rav Chanina, Achas. L'shishim u'l'shivim shana HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi dever l'olam. Every 60, 70 years, Hashem brings a plague into this world, and Hashem wipes out a significant chunk of the population. That's what it says. Now, until modern times, it was definitely true. You go look at different world history, the everyday Tkufis, when there were terrible things that happened in the world, and Hashem brings a plague. Why? So it goes on because why? L'chalois es hamam zerim v'noitel es hakesherim mohem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his agenda. Hashem wants to cleanse segments of the population, and when that happens, once the Satan has reshust in l'katrek, tzaddikim are also taken from this world with the mamzerim. Okay, we don't know what this means, but there's such a concept in Chazal, it's a Gemara, Bavli, Masechta Yevamos, every 60, 70 years, there's some type of dever, however you want to translate that word, that cleanses a significant section of the population, and in the process, tzaddikim also have to perish. So, what time is now? If a person makes it to the age 70, that means he's lived through the dever and survived. So mimela, when you reach the age of 70 years old, you have to make a sudas hoida that you survived the dever. We may not notice that there's a dever going on, but it's a fact. There is a dever. Every 70 years, a dever happens, some point in time. If a person makes it to the age 70 and he's still alive, that means he has passed through the dever and survived. What the dever is, that's subject to interpretation, but it's there. It's a fact. It's out there. And I survived. You give shavach the hoidah, like birchas ha-goymel, I survived the dever that came to this world. Unbelievable. Scary, spooky story. Okay, next, 80. 80 is time, of course, of celebration because Gevurah. What's the Gevurah? Akoivesh says you no longer have a Yetzirah. Or the Yetzirah is very, very weak. If a person wants, it's very easy to serve Hashem from 80 and up. No, the Yetzirah is subdued. Gevurah Hakoivesh es Yitzro. Mamish. Ben Shmoinim le Gevurah. What's the Gevurah? Koivesh es Yitzro. So we only have. The Yetzirah has been pacified. That's cause for great celebration. It's easy to serve Hashem. Okay, next. What's the next cause? Oh, no, this was very important. Next thing about 80 is, if Rachmana Litzlan, a person dies suddenly after 80, that's not called Karis Yome. In other words, Karis, we said, comes to an end. Karis. The Gemara tells us there are two types of Karis. Karis in years and Karis in days. Karis in years ends at either 50 or 60. Now what about Karis in days? So what does that even mean? We don't know what that means. Simply it means a person, Rachmana Litzlan, dies suddenly. So that course of Yomei continues through the age between, if you learn it in the 50, 60, 70, but Chazal say 80. If a person reaches the age of 80, and then Rachmanu Litzlan dies suddenly, that's not called Karus Yomei. That's not a bad thing. Dying suddenly until the age of 80 is called Karus Yomei. Dying suddenly after 80 is not called Karus. Therefore, when a person reaches 80, he makes a celebration, he's out of the Diag of Karus Yomei. Okay, the next thing, 82. What's 82? 82 first for a woman, second bas mitzvah. 83 for a man is a second bar mitzvah. The Baba of a Rebbe, none other. The Baba he made a suit on 83rd yard site. I think I'm Shlomo. But the Mara, not only all do this, but you don't hear about Hasidim doing. But he did this. One of the Baba Rebbe's, 83 years old, a second bar mitzvah, because he started all over. 70 years old, he started a new life. A new life. So when you reach 13, when you're 83 years old, there's something to it. Okay, 90. What's 90? Mentishim or suach. 90 is a chatzamishta that a person should focus his energy on tefillah. A person has the full life experience, and therefore a person should less learning and more tefillah. It's a tkufa that a person is given a gift of the koyach hatzilut to communicate with the Kadosh Baruch Hu losuach, vayetze Yitzchak losuach basadet at kufa of tefillah. The chafetz says this is the beautiful. This story appears to be true. The Chafetz Chaim was 90 years old. It seems that his birthday was Yud Aleph Shvat. When the Chafetz Chaim was 90 years old, he made a party. He made a birthday party, and he gave shadach vayda that he said by the birthday party. You know why I lived to 90? Because of the Chafetz Chaim. Because I was mechaber the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. And one of the greatest schools for Arichas Yomim, Shmiras Haloshen. Mio ish hechafetz chaim oyv yomim liros tov nitzar l'shancha meira usif asecha midaber mirma. He said the reason why I was zeicha to reach the age of 90 years old was because I wrote the sefer chafetz chaim, and it would not be proper for the shparuch of the I should not live a long time, being that I was instrumental in bringing the awareness of the chavivas of Shmiras Haloshen to Klal Yisrael. That's what he said by his 90th birthday party. I heard from other people how old was he when he died, so no one really knows. But they do know is every year after 90, he kept on getting younger and younger. It's a true story. Because after he reached a certain, like 95, 96, they were scared of Ayin Hara. So they made a birthday party every year. It was 95. 96. We don't want people to say he's 96. So we'll say he's 95 again. Then they did this for a few,
It's like 39 forever.
Right. They kept doing this a few years, so then they couldn't go to every couple of years you had to get a year older. But then it got to a certain point and he started getting younger. The people who really knew him, it became a very big mystery at the very, very end of his life, exactly how old he was, because they were so afraid, his inner circle was so afraid of Mara Sayin. They kept on making him younger every single year on his birthday. So no one really knows his exact age. 100 is Kilu Meis. What does that mean, Kilu Meis? It means that a person should prepare. That's what it means. Doesn't mean that he's dead. He should put his affairs in order and should focus on exactly on the next world. I once had a very scary var. This is a clue to this var. What is that? We don't relate to death. How can you talk about death to a regular person? It's a whole different world, literally. It's a different world. We can't relate. So when you tell a person, you know, do tshuva, because there's going to come a time where you're going to be the Olam HaMes. So he turns off. A person totally turns off. We don't relate to that, because we have no asaga. But when you tell a person, you know, in a year from now, we're going to celebrate a certain event, we're going to do, that you relate to. Because time we relate to. 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years. You tell a person, in 3 years, we're going to celebrate the bar mitzvah of your grandson. You can relate to that. When you want to scare a person into death, you tell them, it's not a matter of going into another world. You'll live, you'll be alive. It's just a matter of time. When you're 100 years old, it's as if you're dead. So when you, it's a technique of scaring a person to fear the Yom HaDin by telling him, don't think about death as entering into a different world. Think about death in this world. It's just a matter of time. When a person is 100 years old, it's Pirkei Avos. It says, Ben Mea Shana Ki Ilu Ben Mea Ki Ilu Meis V'Avar U'Batel Min Ha'Olam. So, don't look at death as going anywhere. Look at death as just a matter of time. That is a much more powerful psychological technique in order to awaken a person to appreciate every moment he has, to cherish his time. Have a wonderful day. I'll see you on the channel tomorrow.